The Royal Ranger.
"Perhaps it's none of our business, Holt," she began. "No, it's all right," Cassandra said.
"What does she do in the forest?" Holt asked her.
"She tracks animals and she hunts."
"Is she any good?"
Cassandra shrugged uncertainly. Horace answered before he could stop to think. "Apparently, yes, she never comes back empty-handed, but she gives the game to the castle guards." Cassandra looked at him. "How do you know that?" she demanded.
Horace looked confused. He dropped his gaze from hers. I may have heard some of the guards discussing it."
"And you didn't choose to share this with me?"
"I didn't think there was any point. I knew you'd just get angry about it."
"And you were right. If you'd seen your way to..."
Pauline clapped her hands sharply. It was a measure of her personality and self-confidence that she would call the Princess Regent to order in such a peremptory fashion, and a measure of Cassandra's regard for the tall, blonde courier that she would accept such brusqueness.
"Horace, Cassandra, that's enough."
They both stopped and looked at Pauline, and she continued in a milder tone. "You're not the first parents to be driven crazy by a teenage daughter, and you won't be the last. It's difficult, I know, but don't let it become too big a thing. Keep it in perspective. You need to maintain a united front, not bicker among yourselves." The two looked meekly down at their shoes. Holt smiled to himself again. They looked like naughty children rebuked by a stern parent.
"And it seems to me," he said, "she's not the first princess to go off in the woods at night looking for adventure."
Cassandra screwed up her lip.
"Oh, don't you start."
"Basically, Maddie's a good kid," he continued. "She's smart and brave and resourceful, because that's the way you've raised her."
"Well," said Gillen, a little impatiently, "if that's settled for the moment, perhaps we could discuss the reason I asked to see you all."
They turned to face him, wondering what he was going to say. They didn't have long to wait.
"It's Will," he said. "I'm very worried about him."